Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. One in nine men is diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. But black men have a 75% higher risk compared to white men.
A new study shows genetics play a part, and more importantly, the results can help develop a risk score to improve diagnosis and early treatment for prostate cancer.
This study involved the most diverse genetic analysis of prostate cancer ever with men of Asian, African, Hispanic, and European ancestries. The prostate is a gland between the bladder and the penis and produces the fluid in semen.
When scientists compared genomic data from 107,000 men with prostate cancer with 127,000 men without it, they found 86 new genetic variants.
They then modeled the data looking at the interaction of genetic factors. They found men of African ancestry have, on average, twice the prostate cancer risk of men of European ancestry. Men of Asian ancestry have three-quarters of the risk of white men.
But they could not find markers to explain why black men are at higher risk for more aggressive disease. Other factors could explain this, including access to health care.
The key takeaway from this study is the discovery of new genetic markers that can improve predictions for which men will get prostate cancer.
The idea is that one day a genetic test can tell men if they face a higher risk so that they can get early and frequent testing to save their lives.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.